Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Made to Stick: Why Some Ideas Survive and Others Die. Authors Chip and Dan Heath explore the fascinating realm of why certain ideas have staying power, while others fizzle out. Drawing from a rich tapestry of research in psychology, sociology, and their own investigations, the Heaths dissect the anatomy of ideas that resonate and endure. This book is not just an academic treatise. It's a practical guide replete with real-world examples, from urban legends to professional scenarios, demonstrating how the principles of stickiness can be applied to make ideas more compelling. The authors introduce a simple, actionable framework known as SUCCESS, simple, unexpected, concrete, credible, emotional stories, to help anyone make their ideas stickier. The engaging narrative style, combined with rigorous analysis, makes Made to Stick a must-read for marketers, educators, entrepreneurs, and anyone interested in the art and science of influence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the SUCCESS model, the crux of Made to Stick, lies in the SUCCESS model, an acronym that stands for Simple, Unexpected, Concrete, Credible, Emotional, and Stories. Each component serves as a pillar in crafting ideas that stick. Simple isn't about dumbing down. It's about zooming into the core of the message. The unexpected element involves breaking patterns to grab attention. Concrete entails using specific facts or images rather than abstract concepts. Credibility comes from sources or details that bolster the truth of the idea. Emotional impact makes people care, and stories drive action by encapsulating all the other elements in a compelling narrative. This model is a lens through which the Heaths examine successful ideas, offering insights into how these elements can transform a mediocre suggestion into a memorable, impactful one. Secondly, simplicity. The principle of simplicity in the SUCCESS framework cuts through the complexity that often clouds communication. It's about finding the core of the idea and presenting it in a way that is both accessible and impactful. This doesn't mean reducing information to the point of loss of fidelity, but rather stripping away the superfluous to make the essential message shine. The authors illustrate this with examples like Southwest Airlines positioning as the low-fare airline, highlighting how a complex operational model can be communicated with a simple, memorable message. This section of the book not only offers strategies for distilling messages, but also cautions against the dangers of oversimplification, emphasizing the balance between clarity and completeness. Thirdly, unexpectedness. The pillar of unexpectedness deals with capturing attention and maintaining interest. Ideas that stick often defy norms or break patterns, jolting the audience out of complacency. The Heaths suggest that to make an idea sticky, one must first identify the aspects of the message that are counterintuitive or surprising. Then by using this element of surprise, a connection can be made to the broader message or lesson. They provide actionable tactics for creating surprise, such as starting with common misconceptions or employing playful teasers that intrigue the audience. Unexpectedness, when used effectively, acts as a hook that draws people in, making them more receptive to the idea being presented. Fourthly, concreteness. Concreteness in communication means using specific facts, figures, and examples instead of abstract language. This concept is pivotal in Made to Stick, as it helps bridge the gap between idea and understanding. By leveraging concrete details, ideas become more vivid and therefore easier to remember. The Heaths underscore the importance of sensory details and tangible elements in making messages memorable. They argue that abstraction is the enemy of appreciation, and by grounding ideas in concrete reality, such as the Jared from Subway story, they become relatable and compelling. This section is particularly enlightening as it provides numerous examples of how abstract missions can be communicated through tangible actions or symbols. Lastly, emotion and stories. Emotion and stories are intertwined elements in making ideas sticky. Emotions transform apathy into interest and action, turning theoretical messages into personal missions. Stories then are the vehicles that carry these emotional messages. They encapsulate the other elements of success, making the idea not only memorable, but also actionable. The Heath brothers delve into the different types of stories: success, failure, and transformation, and illustrate how each can be used to inspire, caution, or guide. By drawing from examples like Jared Fogle's weight loss journey or the kidney thieves' urban legend, They demonstrate how stories can vividly illustrate complex ideas or principles, making them resonate on a deeply personal level. This section emphasizes the power of narrative in encoding messages into our social and individual psyches. In conclusion, Made to Stick is an indispensable guide for anyone looking to make their ideas resonate and endure. The detailed exploration of the success model provides a robust framework for understanding what makes an idea captivating. This book is particularly valuable for marketers, educators, leaders, and communicators who aspire to make their messages more impactful. However, its principles are equally applicable to everyday situations, whether convincing a child to eat vegetables or presenting a new business proposal. By weaving together stimulating examples and actionable advice, the Heaths offer readers the tools to transform their ideas into something unforgettable. Adopting these principles can lead to not only professional success, but also personal satisfaction in knowing one's ideas can indeed stick and influence the world. If you would like to support Chip Heath, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.